It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. It's so important and so wonderful to study the precious Word of God. We're in Romans chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading at the 30th verse and read down through the end of the chapter, verse 36. And so please, you open your Bibles and follow along with me if you can. If not, just please listen. It's always so wonderful to have you along today. So please, Romans chapter 11, beginning to read with verse 30. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. That is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one is just fine, and I hope that you will, love to hear from you, to know that you're enjoying the study, and please that you, hopefully that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 11, beginning to read with verse 30. Romans chapter 11, verse 30. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all, or the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. What a wonderful verse. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we have the opportunity to search your precious word with the leadership and the power and the direction and the strength of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity you have given us and the gift you have given us of salvation, your son's death on the cross that we may be saved, and you just give it to us, and we just need to receive that gift, accept it, turn to you and call upon you and accept that gift. And it's that simple to be saved, to be born again. But then you also have given us a wonderful gift and opportunity of giving that news out. You could have written it in the skies. You could have sent the angels to do it, and yet you didn't. You have given us your written word, and we have the joy, the opportunity, and the responsibility of taking that precious news out, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus. And salvation can be had. Salvation can be gained by just calling upon you as their Savior. So please, Father, just guide and lead us today. I thank you for your precious word, and I thank you for this opportunity and the radio ministry that you have allowed us to have for so many years. I just thank and praise you for it. And just, we give you all the honor and glory, and I pray that today's lesson will also bring honor and glory to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. So let's begin now. The Gentiles once disbelieved God and were dead in sins. But they have now obtained mercy. You see, the Jews were the ones that were given the Word of God, and they were to give it out. They were to be the givers of God's Word, an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity they were chosen for, the purpose of giving out God's love and calling the world to God, to their God, to Jehovah. But they chose not to. They chose to add their traditions and their ways and their thoughts upon things. And they decided that they would just hold on to all that themselves. And if you wanted to come, then you had to include all the traditions and things. And they missed the whole point of salvation that they were sent to give. They missed it. And they're still missing it. The nation of Israel as a nation are still unbelievers. They have missed it. Well, the Jews were to bring it to the Gentiles. They didn't. So God said, okay, he set the Jews aside and gave it to us, gave it to the Gentiles to give out. Well, it's so sad to say we haven't done any better than the Jews. We've done the same thing. We've come about and established our traditions and our thoughts and man's ways. And, okay, you know, baptism, you know, we'll baptize as a baby, and that way the Holy Spirit can come into the life of that child. And many religions believe that. That's a lie. Many religions believe that you must be baptized to be saved. That, too, is a lie. Now, you need the baptism of the Spirit. You need to be immersed in the Spirit to have salvation. But that's something that God does when we turn to Him and call upon Him for salvation. We have established that you need to belong to a certain church, and you have to have the Lord's Supper, and some believe that brings a forgiveness of sins. Some have a confessional that you come and confess your sin, and then that brings you closer to God. You see, there's many, many man's ways and many traditions. Many of them, almost all today, include works. You do this, and God will do this. But that's just like the Jews. The Jews established all their traditions, and they have missed the very point that God had made at the very beginning with Adam and Eve when he killed that animal, I believe it was a lamb, and put those coats of skin up on them. And I believe they were bloody coats of skins because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that would be shed some 4,000 years later. And to show them that there must be a sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, to take away your sin. Of course, in the Old Testament, the sin was just covered. But since Jesus had finished the work now 2,000 years ago, it is finished. And so our sins are taken away now when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus. But please don't get hung up on the traditions and man's ways. Go to the Word of God and find out what the Word of God is telling us. And so you see, first of all now, the Gentiles, once disobedient, they were dead in their sins. But now they have obtained mercy. But the unbelief of the Jews, as they have, you know, we have studied this in the past, they refused. They got caught up on the technical part of it, the laws of it, and all those. They got caught up on all that. And so in turn, they didn't believe. You see, we're to walk by faith. They were to walk by faith, believing that the coming Messiah was to come and would save them from their sin. And when the Messiah arrived, they didn't accept him. They were looking for a king to take him out from under the Roman rule and set his kingdom up here. Now, he will do that, but he had to first come and did first come as our Savior, our Messiah. And we need to come by faith to him and believe in him to have our sins forgiven. So as the Scripture says here, even for as in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these, being the Jews, have not believed, that through your mercy they also may have obtained mercy. You see, the Jews were God's chosen people, chosen for a purpose, chosen to take his gospel out to a lost and dying world. They didn't. So he set them aside, as we've said many times, and he called the Gentiles, the church. We're at the church age right now, the dispensation of grace. What a wonderful opportunity to live right now, because we have the Holy Spirit as a believer. I have the Holy Spirit living within my heart. We don't need a temple because I am the temple of God. That's what the Scripture tells us, because the Holy Spirit lives within me. And he not only has saved me, but he keeps me, and he will keep me through eternity. I will never be lost, ever again. It's once. You know, some people say, oh, I've done that many times. I've called upon Jesus. When you truly, with the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your heart, call upon Jesus, he will save you, he will keep you, and you will know it. You don't need to do it over and over again. But you see, now that the Gentiles have it, the Jews are equal in unbelief as the Gentiles. But through your mercy, the same shown to us, you see. So Paul here is talking about the Jews and the condition that they're in, unbelief. And he's talking also to the Gentiles, unbelief. But today is the day of the Gentiles, of the church age. The Jews have been set aside, and we have been given this wonderful opportunity to give the gospel out. Well, the very mercy that is shown towards all men is also shown to the Jews. It's not just to the Gentiles, it's also to the Jews. Because, you see, they fall under the same problem. The same problem, and that's unbelief. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whatever nationality you might be, you can be born again. You can come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. What a wonderful opportunity each and every individual that's ever lived has. Now, whether you accept that and enjoy it through your life, that's up to you, because you can reject it. The Jews rejected it. Many Gentiles today reject it. But it's the same problem. Whether a Jew or Gentile, it's unbelief. So what we learn from the Holy Spirit by Paul is assuring that all that God said, he will do. In the past, we've talked about the Israel and how there'll be a day that they'll be called again. That's true. We know that the Israelites, the Jews, were set aside. We know that's true. We know that God shows mercy, and every one that's the elect, which is all that have called upon the Lord Jesus, they have become the elect of God, and God will and does show mercy. We know that because, you see, God's word is true. For God hath concluded, verse 32 here, God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. God concluded both Jew and Gentile fall into the same sin, unbelief. I can't say that enough. We're in the same category. An individual Jew, we're not talking about the nation. We're talking about every color, creed of people that there are around the world have the opportunity of salvation. It will be no less powerful to any given color or nationality than another. God is so wonderful and his love is so great that he will bring salvation to you. If you'll just call upon him, no matter where, who you are, rich or poor, doesn't matter. all have fallen under the same problem, unbelief. There's only one sin that's the unpardonable sin. A lot of people ask me, I think I've committed the unpardonable sin. Believe. Because unbelief is the only sin that will put you in hell. That's the only one. Murder doesn't, rape doesn't, none of those, because all those are forgivable sins. But the one sin, a lot of people even wonder if someone commits suicide. Well, there's no way that they can go to heaven. That's got nothing to do with it. They have, for whatever reason, become so despondent that they would do such a thing, and you surely should not do that. But if you do, and you were saved, you have asked Jesus into your heart, you're in the presence of the Lord. The reason a lot of people don't believe that that can be is because you would not have an opportunity to confess all of your sin, especially the sin of taking your own life. Now, that's not true, because the point is, faith. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's the important thing. God's mercy is shown on all. All fall into the same problem, unbelief. All are given that mercy. God's mercy is not on just a people, a certain nationality or color, but all. That's the reason we love that word, whosoever. Whosoever. You know, we've been through that back here in the 10th chapter of Romans, in 13th verse. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from the pits of hell. Saved from a life, this life, living separated from God. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus. Whosoever. The only way for anyone to be saved is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that simple. We need to accept His finished work, the finished work of salvation. We need to accept it by faith. We weren't here to see Him die on the cross. We weren't present when He rose from the dead and said, oh boy, if I'd have been here, I'd have believed. There were multitudes here at the time and they didn't believe. You see, it's by faith. Do you believe God's word? I do. Will I change God's word? No. It's God's word. I'm going to stand by it, follow it, learn it, enjoy it. Please, it's by faith. Let's back here at verse 32 still. God hath concluded them all in unbelief that He might have mercy upon all. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love withal He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. What wonderful verses of Scripture. As we look at this fourth verse, we have just read, walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, which is the devil, the spirit that now worketh the children of disobedience, verse 2, among whom also we all had our conversation. We were all that way. There is no one that was born perfect, no one. We're born in sin. We all need the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But that fourth verse, but God, That is a beautiful statement. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. But God. And so we need to understand that as Paul said this, you know, we go back to that whosoever, you know, whether Jew or Gentile, all are helpless, hopeless, hellbound. But God, through his Son, the Lord Jesus, whosoever, this does not teach a universal salvation. I want you to know that. There are many, many places that believe that we're all saved. God died for all the world, and that's true. God did die for the whole world. But you have to receive the gift of salvation to enjoy it, to have it, to possess it. God did all the work, and he even calls you. But in our old fleshly ways, we tend to reject something of God. And when you do, then you're hellbound. So please, call upon the Lord Jesus. This is not a universal salvation. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. For the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You see, it's not a universal salvation. God saves only those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. God offers it to everyone, but he only saves those that come. The invitation is there. The invitation is to you right now. And maybe you're kind of hooked up into one of them that's trying to work your way, or there is some tradition that you're locked into, and my parents, my grandparents was there. That's all true. I have left my home church where I was raised. And there's a reason that I left my home church, and that is because the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was not preached. It's not preached saved by grace. So you see, sometimes you do have to leave your home church. Come to a place where the gospel is preached, the death, burial, and resurrection, and not by works. Don't be connected in there. Don't get hooked up with the baptism and things like that. No, it's by grace. God's grace saves us, and God's grace keeps us. So please come by faith to the Lord Jesus. These wonderful words back here in Romans, he is trying to explain to the Gentiles, to the Jews as well, that all are saved by grace. This is the day of grace. Call upon him for your salvation. It is a free gift handed to you when you call upon him. And there is none that will be left out. The only one that's going to be left out is the one that does not believe. Unbelief. Unbelief. And we come to verse 33, and down through to the end of verse 36, there, the end of the chapter, are some wonderful words. And Paul, after he explains about the grace of God, that no one is exempt, no group of people is left out, all can come. All fall under the same problem, unbelief. But all have the same opportunity of mercy. That's what those verses are telling us. Now in verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Some call this a song of praise, these verses, and that would sure be correct. To see, to consider the ways of God, Paul can't help but praise God aloud, because he cannot hold it back. He cannot confine his joy when he sees the grace of God, that because the Jews have ignored him, he did not stop loving them and offering them salvation. Because the Gentiles hated God, as all man does, he still does not hold back. He offers it to all. And so that's what this is talking about. It says, oh, the depth of the riches, both in wisdom and knowledge of God. We cannot think, you know, we can't understand God's wisdom and knowledge with our human mind, with our human reasoning. There's no words to explain God. We can't. We got to walk by faith. The words that's used many times, God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. His judgments here is unsearchable, cannot be traced or found out. Now let's go to Job. Job chapter 5, back into Job. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5, the ninth verse. Job says, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he knows, which doeth great things. We'll just look at verse 8. I would seek unto God, and to God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Let's look to the 11th chapter, verse 10, Job. Chapter 11, verse 7, I'm sorry. Job chapter 11, verse 7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou do? The measure, therefore, is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men, who seeketh wisdom, wickedness also. He will he not then consider it? As we just continue to look at the knowledge, the wisdom that Job had concerning who God is, cannot be found out. Oh, the depth of the riches, both in wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Now, we've got some more verses of Scripture here that really, and who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? You know, he is God. He needs no counselor. He needs no one to lead him, to give him wisdom and knowledge. It is beyond our thinking. We need to accept the Word of God by faith, without feeling, without seeing, without tasting, without touching. We need to accept what God promises. Please do just that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. Our time is coming short as always. Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 13 and 14. I don't know how the time can go so quickly. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13 and 14. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? No one. Back to Job. Job 41. Hopefully we can get there in time. Job 41:11. Job 41, verse 11. Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely portions. My dear friend, we'll start there next time, spend a little more time in that verse of Scripture. It's so wonderful to know Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?